morning. Praise the one who set me free. I just really love that song. I'd like to open up this morning with a song, Faithful Men. Jordan. Jordan. That song has given me a lot to think about over the years. Going to men's frat. Yeah, that's just a beautiful, beautiful song. Men's frat has helped me through God has helped me become who I am today. Today, with God's help, I want to go back in life and talk about what I went through growing up. I didn't have it the nicest at home. My dad was a very demanding man. At times it seemed like we couldn't do anything right for him. Other times it was not so bad. I have very fond memories of my dad growing up. He would take us fishing. He would take us hunting. We would wrestle on the floor, tickle each other. Wednesday night, I had to think about that when Aaron was talking. Yeah, we had a lot of good times. But somewhere in the latter years of growing up, Dad changed. I don't remember much of going to school. I did not like school, but I do remember when I was 13, I think, I got introduced to tobacco. And I still struggle with that today. But today I want to praise God for where He brought me, where how He has helped me through life. I don't know exactly how old I was, but I was probably in my 20s. Probably in my early 20s when I joined the Amish church, got baptized. And I thought, I had it all together. But I didn't. I went down the road of sin. got introduced to alcohol. And at the time, I was working out of town. Seen the crew that I was on. I had their Thursday nights was the time that you go out and party. Sometimes you would bring it to the motel room, order the pizza, order wings, just have what we thought a good time. And then Fridays, not very much work would get done, which we often left at 11, 12 o'clock noontime to start home. Most times we had 5-6 hour drive to get home. I regret those days. Through God, I overcame that habit. I could tell you many stories of going out to the bar Thursday nights. Later, in my motel room in bed, thinking about it. Over that time, I also got into pornography. Which God also took that out of my life. And I thank Him for that. I don't remember just a whole lot of when I joined the youth group, but I remember soon after I turned 16, it was maybe when I was 17 that Beartown Hill accident where those five young men died. I don't remember how I got to finding out about it, but I found out at the youth group about it, and one of the young men was my cousin. At the time, my older sister was in the same youth group as I was. That was a hard time for me to realize just what had happened. We were pretty much the same age. Our family and that family was close together. We shared a lot. We went through a lot with each other. In my teen years, I remember of my buddies would always, Saturday nights, have parties. I told myself, I'm never gonna drink. At that time, one of my other cousins, she was also in my same buddy bunch as I was. And we would often hang out together, just her and I, just for the simple reason of not getting carried away with the others too much. So we knew that's not what we wanted. And it wasn't until later, probably my early 20s, where I actually gave in to alcohol. or Satan got hold of me, and I followed him. Like Stephen Ebersole shared a couple weeks ago, I took pleasure in sin. I thought it was fun. Today I realize it's much more fun doing the will of God. This sin that I was in affected our marriage. I took it into marriage for a while. Never really dealt with it. Never really dealt with it. I quit the drinking, smoking, and that kind of stuff. But I never would have dealt with the sin issue of it. It still affected me. It affected my marriage. It affected my entire being. Then I got hooked up with men's frat. I just remember one time at work, the year before I went, I had talked about going. And I was scared. I didn't want to go. So the next year, it came up. One of my coworkers told me the morning of the first session, which was Monday mornings, he told me he's going to come pick me up. He asked me if I went along, and I was ready for something, but I didn't want to commit to it. So I just said, I don't know. Down deep, I wanted to go, but I didn't want to go. So this was about lunchtime that morning. He came to me and said, I have a driver, I'm going to pick you up. At 6 o'clock, I'm gonna go. Okay, whatever. I didn't think too much about it till almost quitting time that day. Then I told him, I'll go with you. Never spited me that I went, even though it wasn't the easiest thing to do. There, I found out about the absent father wound. I didn't think too much about it till the next year. It all of a sudden dawned on me that That's exactly what I'm dealing with. I had a father. He was always around the house, evenings. But half the time he wasn't there. Physically he was there. But where I needed him the most, he wasn't there. To be that dad to my children. And that can be there for his boys when they need him the most. I can still remember of a time where we would sit around the couch, not as much around the table, but Sundays on our off Sunday church, we would sit around the couches, we would read the Bible. And if it wasn't for Mom, I don't think that would ever happen. But I treasure those days, and sometimes I wish I could just do more of it. And I could never really connect with my dad on a spiritual level. I could never talk to my dad about that kind of, these kind of things. And I don't want to just stand here and talk about what my dad didn't do and what he did do. That was probably my own choices that, it was my own choices that took me into sin and deeper into sin. But as a little child, that's what I grew up with. That's what shaped my life. And I can't even really now talk to my dad about, yeah, I can a little bit better than I used to talk to him about scripture. But it kind of seems like he's not on the same page. He's not. He has his opinions about what it means. I don't always agree with what he says, but I have learned to be okay with. And then we a few years ago, Lizzie's mom was diagnosed with cancer. She had cancer on her brain. This happened in March, and in October she passed away. She did do surgery on the tumor in her brain. And the doctor said they took most of it out. There was some of it that they couldn't get because of the brain. She would have brain damage if they would take it out. I don't know how long it was after that they went to Mexico to try to treat this. But we found out that it had grown back, so they went to Mexico because mom didn't want to go through the surgery again. They were down there for 6 weeks. And she came back. She felt good for a couple months. And then she went. She became sick again. The cancer just spread worse than it was before. And she didn't want to go back to Mexico. She didn't want to go back to the doctors. Eventually she got so weak, she couldn't eat, she couldn't talk. Even though she couldn't talk, she could still hear. She could still hear you talk to her. And finally, the Lord took her home to live with her, with him. through that. It made us search. It made us search for answers. It made us search for why we do the things we do. I would like to share with you a picture of how God showed us, or how God showed me, that He's the only one. Go ahead, Dan, can you put it up there? I don't know if you can see that clearly or not, but on the right, there's a cloud shaped like a wing. To the right of that, maybe you can't see it, but there's a heart there. This was 3 months after Mom passed away. My wife was praying that the Lord would show her where Mom is. He gave us the most beautiful sunset that evening. I didn't think a whole lot about it until later. A couple months later, it dawned on me that there's our answer. God just did a work in my life. I mean, He's been working in my life since I was born, but He just made it a whole lot clearer the past couple years. Thank Him for that. Thank Him for all the trials that we went through to get to this point. It was hard. It was hard to see my wife's side of the family just reject us, reject God's word. But through the pain, we are who we are today. And as most of you know, before we came here, our son went to the hospital for a week due to a car accident. I still don't know how I did all that driving to Philadelphia and back every day. But by the grace of God, but I knew I had part of my family was here, part of it was in the hospital, and I knew the children here needed me just as much as my wife and the other one at the hospital. Now I can rejoice in the Lord that some of Lizzie's brothers, some of her siblings, are seeing it the way we see it. Some of them are rebelling even more. But some of them are seeing it the way we see it. And I praise God for those moments. If we trust in God, He will give us peace. I also want to thank the church for what you all did for us since we started attending here, and especially through the week that Samuel was in the hospital. Over the time we were moving, all of you that had a part in that, thank you from the bottom of my heart. I don't know. We couldn't have done it without you. So with that, I think I'll turn it over to Jesse.